This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. American military veterans groups and others are pleading for U.S. action on a week-long standoff that has left hundreds of would-be evacuees from Afghanistan waiting to board charter flights out of a northern Afghan airport. The group says several dozen Americans, along with a larger number of green card holders and family members, are among those still waiting Tuesday for permission to board pre-arranged charter flights at the Mazar-e-Sharif airport in northern Afghanistan. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden says the holdup is the fault of the Taliban, but the private organizers of the flights are skeptical. One Afghan woman among the group says elderly American citizens and parents of Afghan Americans in the U.S. are among those being blocked from boarding evacuation planes. The Taliban on Tuesday announced an all-male interim government for Afghanistan that is stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s and the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition. The move seems unlikely to win the international support the new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown. Appointed as Interior Minister was a man who is on the U.S. FBI Most Wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head and is believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. He headed the feared Haqqani Network that is blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings. The announcement came hours after the Taliban fired their guns into the air to disperse protesters in Kabul and arrested several journalists. Two people died during a protest in the western city of Herat. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.